It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yacht.
Well, thank you, Sam Sears. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Peeking Inside the Grapevine. My guest today will be a good professor, Mr. Bill Sproul. We'll take a quick look at the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, and Bill will have a little bit more information on the expansion of Professional Women's Hockey League, and there's another city involved, which I think there might be. And then we'll look at the Hamilton Hockey Club. Years gone by, the number one seed that did not even partake in the playoffs. Thursday, our insider from Green Bay, Wisconsin, our sports insider, Rick Jerkanis, will be our guest. See Rods and the crew at Kuhn Automotive, your Carfax Advantage dealer to Copper Country. Open up some happiness, all your favorite Coke products from Coca-Cola of Hancock at your local stores and establishments. Portage Tire and Auto Repair, Ethel Avenue in Hancock, has a great selection of brand name tires in stock. David Zuckery, Century 20 North Country Agency, and Holton is official realtor, Peeking Inside the Grapevine. He represents buyers and sellers. Can be reached at 281-1846 for all your embroidery and silk screening necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between. See Joe or Stacy at Homestead Graphics, 906-353-6741. They get everything to you in a timely fashion. Dave's BP Super Service of Hancock, Gary's only full-service gas station. A toy available around the clock. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets. 482-3400. They also make house calls and weekend calls, open to noon on Saturday. Acuna Overhead Doors, your Clopay Garage Door Distributor in Copper Country. East Fork Pasty Company, serving delicious pasties Saturday and Monday in Calumet at Rosalita's Bakery, 1130 to 2. Reserve them on their Facebook page, East Fork Pasty, or call 369-4345. Walk-ups are welcome. 7 out of 10, they do sell out, though. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs from the foundations to the driveways. Saracen Family Dental, 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry for your entire family with Dr. Tyler Saracen, 482-8601. Uper Fitness, your hometown gym, featuring a wide variety of cardio, free weights, and cable machines, approximately 10,000 square feet. Inside the Copper Country Mall. If you have problems with spiders and fleas, mice, pesky rodents, contact A-Plus Pest Management, 281-4975. One-time visit, monthly or yearly house calls. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Check out all their great deals. Indoor walk-in water passes, daily walk-in water passes available, 920-405-8700. As for Holly Nichols for the larger get-togethers, Holton Billings Fly, M26 Brickyard Lane in Holton, been providing quality build materials to homeowners and contractors all over the Copper Country, from the foundation to the rooftop. Now your local, a true value franchise. Time to begin to get Professor Mr. Bill Sproul. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jimmy. Always pleased to be with you.
Well, Bill, we'll take a quick glance. First, Professional Women's Hockey League. You've a minute or two on this subject. Detroit was officially given the next franchise. What are you hearing about a second team? I know they like to bring two in to get at an even number of 10. What have you heard about any second team possibilities for next year? They're keeping that pretty quiet, or am I missing something?
No, I think they're keeping it pretty quiet. I think as we've talked about before, the league is only owned by one person or one group.
Right.
Detroit was granted a franchise last week. The LHS led the charged to get it. They don't own the franchise, but they own all the rights to it. The rentals and all that go to them. A couple of names come up. There's a lot of speculation whether there's going to be one or three additional teams. I read last week that Hamilton and San Jose are in the running. Four teams, kind of a Hamilton one, kind of to tap into that Toronto area market. San Jose out the West Coast, tap into the couple teams we had last year, Vancouver and Seattle. And the other one that did well when they played the exhibition games was Denver. So those are kind of the three. There's some speculation, maybe Quebec City, maybe Edmonton. A couple of other U.S. cities being considered, too. But Hamilton and San Jose seem to, right now, in a couple of areas seem to be at the top of the list, but it's taking a little while to sort it out, but I think they will sort it out within the next month, and I think Detroit is scheduled to start play next season. The draft is going to be in Detroit at the end of June, so it's exciting times for Detroit hockey fans anyways.
Stanley Cup playoffs, conference semis underway as expected. Carolina moved on. As expected, Minnesota and Colorado are in a battle. Vegas and surprise in Anaheim, Vegas has all they can handle. Tonight we'll have the Minnesota-Colorado game and Buffalo-Montreal. It appears the Sabres are in trouble, and I'll tell you what, Bill, that Montreal team is a blast to watch. Are they fast, aren't they? Wow.
Sure, exciting to watch them in Montreal Bells. Lots of excitement seeing the playoff game there.
Well, I'd say, have you seen a game there before, Bill, a playoff game?
I haven't seen a playoff game. I've seen a couple of regular season games. It's just a special experience to see in a game in the Bell Center.
Well, Bill, we're going to stick with hockey. Our future story today is Hamilton. Way back when they were the number one seed in the playoffs and they decided not even to participate because of logistics with getting paid at the time. And I remember that story, and I've been blessed to be around two phenomenal people, yourself with the wealth of knowledge, and Bob Urkula, where I just soaked this stuff up like a sponge. There's so many conflicting stories, but this Hamilton Tager story was phenomenal in 1925, and I listened to an audio book years ago. I can't remember the gentleman's name, MacDougall or something. It's the craziest game in the world. He had a neat 10-minute segment on this. But what can you tell us more in depth than that? It all came down to the almighty dollar, didn't it, Bill, where Hamilton decided not to play in the playoffs, although they were the best team all year, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of, you step back a little bit, you can kind of take a look at an interesting NHL story from over 100 years ago, Jimmy. It's, in 1920, the Quebec Bulldogs team was sold, moved to Hamilton, Ontario, and became the Hamilton Tigers. So I guess we can step almost back into when the NHL was formed in 1917. At that time, several teams in the National Hockey Association didn't like what the Toronto owner was doing. So how do we get rid of them? Well, we fold the league and reform under the National Hockey League. And there, in that first league, there were actually five teams that were granted franchises. The Montreal Canadiens, the Montreal Wanderers, the Ottawa Senators, the Quebec Bulldogs, and a new team in Toronto called the Arenas. Now, the Wanderers arena burned down early in the season, so they had to fold. And Quebec delayed its start because they didn't have the money all organized. So there were actually only three teams in that first season for the NHL. The Toronto Arenas later became the St. Patrick's and then became the Maple Leafs. The Ottawa Senators, they moved to St. Louis in 1934 and became the St. Louis Eagles. Toronto actually won that first championship in that first year. Quebec City finally returned and played in the 1919-1920 season, only one season. They only won, at that time, there were 24 games in the league, and they only won four of them. So at the end of the season, the franchise moved to Hamilton, Ontario, just west of Toronto, for the 1920-21 season, and they adopted the name Tigers. They didn't have a whole bunch of success for the first four seasons until 1924-1925 season. They finished in first place, but just before the playoffs were to start, the players went on strike. It was the first strike in NHL history. The players demanded $200 pay for six additional games that they played that season. The NHL had increased the number of games from the regular season of 24 to 30 that season, but the players didn't receive any increase in pay. So each player wanted an additional $200. Now, the management said their contracts were from December 1st to March 30th, regardless of the number of games, and they refused to pay them. So the NHL president, at that time, Frank Calder, suspended the team just before the playoffs were to start. So the second and third place teams, Toronto and Montreal, played off while this impasse carried on. And they decided in the middle of March that the winner of that series would be the Stanley Cup champion, or would be win the National Hockey League championship. And then the Canadiens, then the Montreal Canadiens won it that year. And then still the time that they were playing the best team from the West. And so in 1925, the Stanley Cup was won by the Victoria Cougars, the last non-NHL team to win the Stanley Cup. And the following season, that league folded, so the Stanley Cup became the NHL's trophy. Well, the suspensions against the Tigers players were lifted in the summer, but in the meantime, a fellow by the name of Bill Dreyer, he was actually New York's most celebrated prohibition bootlegger, bought the rights to the Tigers players and gave them big salary increases and moved the team to New York City. And that team became the New York Americans, and they started play in the 1925-1926 season. Now, the other team that was added that season was the Pittsburgh Pirates. They also joined that season. And so this was the second and third U.S. teams to join the NHL. The first U.S. team, the Boston Bruins, joined in 24-25 season. And then the New York Rangers, Chicago Blackhawks, and Detroit Cougars joined for the 1926-27 season. And the Chicago and Detroit bought the players from the Western League. Chicago Blackhawks got a lot of the Portland Rosebud players, and Detroit Cougars got their players from Victoria Cougars. So now several teams changed cities during the 1930s. Pittsburgh became the Philadelphia Quakers. It said that Ottawa moved to St. Louis. Several teams folded and went out of business. In 1941, the New York Americans were renamed the Brooklyn Americans. They planned to play in Brooklyn, but that never worked out. They folded after that one season as the Brooklyn Americans, and the NHL was left with only seven teams. To start the 1942 season, what many call the original six. That's the Montreal Canadiens, the Leafs, Detroit Red Wings, Chicago Blackhawks, the New York Rangers, and the Boston Bruins. And that remained until 1967, with expansion added six teams. And probably just many of our listeners can tell you who those six teams were that were added. So that's where you always get into the original six to debate over who were the originals. That's kind of a fun story to share. So exciting when you start to think about possible a women's team coming back to Hamilton. Last week it was announced that the New York Islanders American League Hockey team is going to move to Hamilton for next season. The name is still to be determined, but they're all set to move to Hamilton next week for next season. And Hamilton said, just a great sports town. I lived there in the late 70s, early 80s for a number of years, and it's they really follow their sports team. So their new arena, the arena was built several years ago, but underwent a major renovation. So it's an exciting time in Hamilton this fall.
Well, Bill, you know, we have fun conversations with this a dear friend of ours, mutual friend, rest his soul, Bob Urkla. I know this whole mystery about the original six, I'm sorry, I'm going to the grave that, and you can, these people can put all the names they want, but this physically, a lot of people feel that today's original six wasn't the first original six, and this is a fun argument that I don't think no one's ever going to win or lose.
Well, You can call them the original six because that's what there are only six teams left, and then started in the 1942 season. So it's there were six teams then, and really, but that's many people grew up with that. There's not many, there's not many around. Remember 1917 when the first NHL was formed.
And that's where I go back with the original Sixer, because you mentioned the Vancouver clubs. But again, it's a fun argument, and I know you go to certain markets. I spend a lot of time in Plymouth, and people swear to God that today's original Six isn't. But again, the history and all the archives, some agree and some don't. But again, I think it's a fun argument to have around a water cooler at a local tavern, but it's really neat to dig up some of the facts on this, and so much history involved in this game, isn't there?
Oh, there's so much and so many good stories, and you start to get into the history of the Stanley Cup and what small towns had it, and all kinds of stories on the Stanley Cup and its travels in the early years. And we talked about kind of a link to Houghton at one time along the way. There was some at Houghton felt that one of the teams in 1904 should challenge for the Stanley Cup. So, good stories.
And back to Hamilton, I know they would love to get an NHL team there, Quebec would, but I think in today's world with the money involved, their markets just aren't big enough. Plus, obviously, years ago when Milwaukee thought they'd get a club, but I think that was somewhat roadblocked by the Chicago market being geographically close. But do you ever see an NHL team, Bill, going back to Quebec or Hamilton, or are those chances pretty much slim to none in your opinion?
Well, there's a lot of interest in Quebec City. Hamilton
right.
is really not talked about much as an NHL team now. Too close, close to the Buffalo and Toronto market. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, when Phoenix, the Coyotes were having trouble, I think somebody almost bought them and moved them to Hamilton.
Right.
And now the cost of an NHL franchise just puts them out of the market. They've had some, in the past they've had some American League teams. They've folded and went someplace else. They had a major junior A. They folded, but or moved on to someplace else. Kind of interesting. The major junior A team operated for a number of years, and it moved to Brantford when they shut down the arena for renovations. The Hamilton Bulldogs. They're now owned by an NHLer, Zach Hyman and his family,
right.
and the Bulldogs, and they've done well. So it's they're staying in Brantford. Hamilton is excited to get the New York Islander farm team back. I think it's going to do well. A lot of concerts in the new updated Coliseum. It seats about 16,000. It's a great venue right downtown Hamilton. So. They should do well, but I don't think there's not much recent talk about an NHL team coming to Hamilton.
Well, Bill, we got about 90 seconds left before we go back to the Detroit women's hockey team. I know they're initially going to play at LCA. Have you heard any discussions about gearing down to a small arena once they get established? Because most of those teams play in mid-size arenas. Anything floating around on there you picked up per se, like USA Arena or one of the major universities down there?
Well, they're really going to play this next season. They're going to share the Little Caesars Arena with the Red Wings and use their practice facility. In the years ahead, there may be something that they do. The Pistons also share the arena. They have their practice facility on the Wayne State campus. There's going to be a Detroit franchise in a couple of years in the professional, the women's pro league. They're building a practice facility on the waterfront now, but it's still two or three years away. So there may be some things that they do, but right now it's just all focused on the new team playing in the Little Caesars Arena.
All right, Bill, well, we're up against it. We'll get you back next Tuesday for some more phenomenal history and stats, which I'm sure we're going to brainstorm and enlighten our audience with. Thanks for all the information again, Bill. You're a walking encyclopedia, And it's always fun to banter about the original six and the original six. I just love these conversations, Bill.
Because it almost, you get in a debate called the original three. So they finished the first season in the NHL. So that's a good trivia question, anyways, Jimmy. But always people talk about the original six. As many grew up, that's what they knew, is the six teams and the lore of the six teams. So.
All right, Bill. Well, have a good day. Have a good day. We'll talk to you next week, Bill, okay?
Sounds great, Jimmy. Have a great week.
That's our in-house professor, Bill Sproul. Thursday, our sports insider, man on the streets, blocks from Lambeau Field, the diehard Detroit Lion fan in Detroit, who are in Green Bay. We'll have our insider, Rick Turcanis, join us. We're going to send it back to Sam Sears. Thanks, Sam.